Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Red Fox.
No, you have to explore the whole possibility when you take a flight. I was in an almost crash. Oh, that takes something out of you. I knew that was the end. I said 34 Hail Marys and some stuff I made up. Plane leveled off. Stewardess stood back up, the pilot turned on the intercom and said, so this is your captain, see what I did? I said, this is your passenger, come back here and see what I did. I tore up 3 magazines. Tore them up. Needed every page. You never know how you're gonna get yours. Never. I was in a motel one night. See how quiet it got? People want to hear about it, you know. That's why they know about Elizabeth. They peep through her keyhole. And that's wrong. If they'd peep through your keyhole, you'd be in the magazine too tonight. Remember that time? Did you think back a little further, sir? That's better. See, I told you. They offered me a role and I turned it down. I'm not gonna hurt my people for no movies. The hell I'm gonna do in an all Negro Western. I don't wanna get killed in my first picture. It's all Negro Western. I know it's gonna be the first time the Indians win. No, too much stuff going on. I ain't let no Indian hurt me. They offered me another role in a sex film called Lolita Returns to Peyton Place with Anthony Quinn. Want me to play the part of a 69-year-old lesbian with a hernia. I said, to hell with you. Get Walter Brennan. He can limp better than I can. I don't want no part like that. I want to act. You know what I mean? Play Bill Cosby's father in a picture or something. For a drink of toast. To the redhead. Here's to the redhead. She kissed me there, she kissed me there. She kissed me there and there and there. She kissed me there and there and there. And that's why I say here's to the redhead. Here's to the redhead. I kissed her there, I kissed her there. I kissed her there and there and there. I kissed her there and there and there. And got frantic and kissed her there. She wasn't no redhead. One inch could have changed history. If William Tell had missed that apple by 1 inch, he'd have shot his son through the forehead. My cousin got her greatest thrill when my cockeyed aunt gave her enema. See, young kids were playing baseball, and one youngster hit a home run through my bedroom window. Hit my wife right here. Like the broke 3 of my fingers. Because I cleaned that up for this show. I want you to know that. And I can't lie. Truth was, that home run hit her right here. And like the broke 4 of my fingers. These 4. I was lucky, wasn't I? Could have broke my whole hand. If it'd been my brother, would have crushed his skull. It's the brakes. Thank you, sir. That's a good laugh, man. Well, I want to plug my main sponsors, Fug Soap. Spelled F-U-G-G, Fug. There's no soap in the world, friends, that can touch Fug. Does, did, all, them, those, us, you, we, add, subtract, multiply, divide, Big Ben, Life Boy, Dove, Dial, 20 Mule, Team Borts, okay, Renzo, Chipso, Vale. Hell, nothing can touch Fug. Because Fug has so many advantages. And girls, here's just one for instance. Suppose your husband works on a dirty job, like in a coal mine, on a truck, in a garage. When he comes home all dirty and nasty, and he opens the door and walks in the house, tell him to go Fug himself. Now, next week has been declared Garbage Can Week all over New York State. And the garbage can girls are more or less in your department, so when you go home tonight, I beg of you, bend over and look in your can. And ask yourself, does my can need checking? You have to check your can from time to time. Your neighbor could be using your can. You don't know what your neighbor might try to slip in there. I suggest you fug your can. Or let somebody fug it for you real good. If you do use fug in your can, when your husband comes home and bends over and smells your can, he will say with that smile of pleasure, your can has just been fugged. Since next week is Garbage Can Week, the makers of Fug have this extra special offer on. With the purchase of one box of F-U-G-G Fug, receive absolutely free without cost a sample-sized box of their latest detergent, spelled S-U-G-G, pronounced Sug. So remember, friends, wherever you go and whatever you do, always try to keep this in mind. If you can't fug it, that's right, Sug it. Can you imagine a television commercial 50 years from today with a Negro announcer? No, 25 years. We're gonna cut it short. 25 years from today, a Negro announcer with a TV commercial. No shit, folks. Now you can relax. Here, what's the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom? A pickpocket snatches watches. I just thought I'd throw that in. You know what I mean? So, lady had twins last year. First set of kids, twins, first time. She named them Adolf and Rudolph. And this year, she got pregnant again. Doctors told her it was twins. Her husband said, well, what are we gonna name them? She said, get off and stay off. I thought that was good. It's tough coming from mixed parents. Wake up in the morning with a taste in your mouth for pheasant and black-eyed peas. Filet mignon and biscuits. You know what I mean? Some things just don't go together. You know what I mean? Just laugh out loud, will you? Y'all up north now. I've realized the importance of black. If you want to know how important black is, go to Las Vegas and get some white chips and get some black chips. So you could have 70 pounds of white chips and can't get out of town. And get 2 pounds of black chips, you can go to Madrid. And if I get me 2 pounds, that's where I'm going. I have a few statistics, is that correct? Statistics. That's college. I didn't go myself, but I saw a lot of people go. No, I didn't dig school. I didn't see how knowing when Washington crossed the Delaware was gonna help me in a brick fight. I got nothing about ducking bricks in history. But here's just a few things. It's funny how life is. Some guys take polls and they have a Gallup stuff and then they have to do surveys and they say that 1 out of every 4 people is a freak. So pick out 3 of your friends. And if they are right, it's you.
I'm the only comedian talks about snot. Didn't that shock you, dear? Because no one else ever said it. I said snot, 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 booger snot. Now you won't forget my name. Thing is Red Wolf, but it's not. Red Fox. Snot is part of growing up. You were a snotty-nosed kid. Ha ha, hell. Probably have some snotty-nosed kids of your own. Now, that's why you tell them, suck that up or blow it out and get the hell out of here. Kids catch hell. I have some kids of my own somewhere, I think. I don't have any at home. I knocked my old lady down once for telling me she thought she was pregnant. There's a preacher and his wife had a big fight today over there on Hoover. And the preacher's wife chased him inside the church and caught him by the organ. These are just little short things, you know what I mean? A lot of you are familiar with them. There's two bananas in the old maid's home, and the big banana looked at the little banana, said, too bad, they're gonna eat you. No, sometimes you have to knock yourself out there, you know. Listen, folks, you can laugh because, see, people won't be able to see you on the record. Yeah. This is question period again. We drink another toast. You ready for that? Don't forget now. Keep filling your glasses up. No need to leave that liquor here, so I have to take it home. Now, I quit drinking 2 years ago. Went home sober, my own dog bit me. I said, down, Regan, get off me. Yeah, Regan, can't nobody tell you what to name your dog. We'll drink another toast. What is a sardine? A sardine is a little fish that smells like a finger. Don't look at me, think back. We'll drink another toast. If you had a big green ball in his hand and a big green ball in his hand, what would you have? You'd have the Jolly Green Giant in a hell of a fix. Could you fix me up a little taste here? Thank you, dear. Thank you very much. Plain baby. Ginger ale and lime. She's crazy about me. She thinks I'm a Negro. No, a lot of people think that. We're actually, folks, I'm white. This is a freckle. Well, I think if you're going to have something, have a big one. Right. My wife feels that way. She's got a freckle. You know, freckle sounds like a dirty word when you mention it a couple of times. Say it to yourself, freckle. You dirty mother freckle. Oh, welcome. Glad to have you. Beautiful. I hate to interrupt myself. You know, but you got to speak to friends. Never know which side's going to take over. You got to watch those Puerto Ricans. You know, if the Lord's a Puerto Rican, everybody's in trouble. You ever think of that? And I know this, the Lord is not as white as they've been painting him. Because you can't live in Jerusalem no 30-some years and don't wear no hat and stay white. It's hot in Jerusalem. The Pope wasn't in Jerusalem but a couple of days and came back looking like Billy Eckstein. He's lucky to be Pope because they won't make another Italian Cardinal Pope, Cardinal Cicola. But they didn't like the sound of Pope Cicola. Might as well laugh out loud and tell some Baptist stories in a minute.
That's beautiful as she blushed. That's good.
Y'all married yet or just fooling around? Ain't nothing wrong with fooling around, man. When you're in love, you don't need no license. You need some linen. And if you're really in love, you need some Lavoris. No, you wouldn't want to say, I love you, darling. You know what I mean? With that chopped liver on your breath. You know what I mean? I love it with a big slice of raw onion. I can't stand Listerine. I don't know how people go out and buy Listerine after hearing them advertised on television. You've heard that guy. Listerine kills millions of germs on contact. Now me, I don't want nothing to die in my mouth. I want to talk about housing and Watts.
Is there any?
No, I must mention because a friend of mine lives out there, and I went out to his place the other day. He was moving, as a matter of fact, because of the poverty program. He was moving over to the west side, to Central. I'm glad you folks know your city, but he was moving. But one thing, he's a nice guy. He went to the pet shop to see if he could get 100,000 cockroaches. Because he wanted to leave the place like he found it. Looking good, darling. You're looking good. Put that where you want to. That'll be good on the record. Just a little quote from one of our geniuses. You don't have to be a member of the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, to be a wizard under the sheets. And if you want to know what a gentleman is, I'll tell you. A gentleman is a guy who'll always keep at least half his weight on his elbow. What is a brute? A brute is a guy that put a prophylactic on with a tire iron. You can take that out if you want to. But you got to watch fellas. Fellas will change on you. Just from nature itself, you watch them start raising up on their toes. It happens. For 3 years, my cousin was an elk and went to New York, moved to Greenwich Village. Now he's an odd fella. No kidding. He might be up in San Francisco tonight at Pinocchio's. That's for those of you who know Pinocchio's. I know some of them. You've been there, right? Let's sing something and show that there's harmony that can exist among strangers. We'll sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Stream, Merrily, 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 Life's But a Dream. Won't you join in, friends, everyone? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is... Once more, everyone. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is... Just the girls.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is...
Men. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Now you others. Speak right up.
You mean to tell me there ain't one here? How about a almosty? My wife said to me last night, she said, I said, forget it.
See, a farmer and his wife were going to a masquerade party, and they lived on a farm, so they would cut across the field so they could take a shortcut to the other farmer's house who was giving this masquerade party, and they were dressed as a cow and a bull. And they got about halfway across, and a real bull spotted him, and he started charging. He was moving, he was coming in. And the wife said, "Oh my God, darling, what should we do?" He said, "I'm gonna stand right here and eat some grass, and you better brace yourself." Well, Sears, let's drink a little toast. What's the difference between meat and fish? You're not supposed to beat your fish. Look at him laughing in his hand. That's no good. Laugh right out. You know what I mean? What the hell? I was an athlete. I was a broad jumper. No kidding. I had a 36 Buick. And a chick showed me what those straps were for in the back seat. Of course, they cut her ankles a little bit, but I didn't mind that, but she dropped my buttered popcorn. Folks, imagine yourself at one of America's most beautiful racetracks. That's where you have to picture it. You're sitting there, lots of money in your pocket. It's high noon, it's hot. Stands are filled. 100,000 people waiting on the T-bone steaks. A great racing day. Three great horses and three great jockeys. The favorite horse of the race, Cold Towel. Second choice, Pussy Willow. And the dark horse of the race, My Dick. Imagine it. Cold Towel, Pussy Willow, and My Dick being led out of the stable to pick up the jockeys. Three great jockeys. Up on Pussy Willow is Jockey Acaro. Up on Cold Towel is Jockey Atkinson. And up on My Dick is Jockey Strap. And any minute now, this race will get started. The horses are ready, the jockeys are ready. Now the horse in the starting gate. Oh, My Dick rails up, but can't get a start right now. And now they're settling My Dick back down. Pretty soon this race will get underway. Now all three horses standing in the starting gate. The favorite, Cold Towel, standing there like a damp cloth. And Pussy Willow is nervous and twitchy. And My Dick looks very cool. And any minute now, we can get started. The horses, jockeys, just a moment, folks, just a moment. There's something wrong down on the track. Looks like Jockey Strap, but his Jockey Strap is bending way over. I think he must have a cramp. He must have ate before he got ready to ride. Jockey Strap just spin over and fell off My Dick. And here comes another jockey, number 32. And the jockey book number 32 is, A Crab will ride My Dick in place of Jockey Strap. A Crab up. That's Arthur Crab. Arthur Crab will ride My Dick in place of George Strap. And now A Crab is up on My Dick looking very good. A Crab digs in for the start. Ladies and gentlemen, a few things I'd like you to know. The Crab family has produced some of the best riders this country's ever seen. And I know if you've got an ounce of sporting blood in you anywhere, you've seen A Crab or one of his brothers ride before. They ride exclusively for the Blue Stables. The Blue Stables are owned and operated by Mrs. Mary Ointment. So make that correction, please. It's A Crab riding for Strap. Mark that down on your scratch sheet. And any minute now, as soon as the judge walks to the announce booth, and hold on just a moment, folks, while just walking the school. Just a moment there, hold on there. Judge walks to the announce booth, wheeling people shoots off, and there they go. They're off and running. And there they go, taking around the clubhouse, turn to the favorite, Cold Towel by Havilink. It is Cold Towel by Havilink, was that fast along the rail. And My Dick in a very changing position. Silly Vice race, it's Cold Towel, Pussy Willow. And oh, My Dick slipped and fell. And there goes Cold Towel and Pussy Willow running neck and neck. I think Pussy Willow has a slight edge. Pussy Willow has got a slight edge. Pussy Willow is leading by a hair. And oh, My Dick got back up and now we have a new race. My Dick is back in there now and My Dick is running. My Dick is running like I never saw My Dick run before. What a race, near the finish, it's Cold Towel, Pussy Willow and My Dick running hard on the inside. As we come into the wire, we'll determine the winner. And there we have it. The winner by half an inch is... Folks, it was My Dick by head. Good evening. You're almost in time to miss me. Come in this late. I hope your dog gets killed. He represents me to people, you know what I mean? Out closing a big deal for me in Long Beach. Weekends.
weekends between Long Beach and Seattle. There was a very, very attractive school teacher. She had a little 13-year-old cat in her room. And she wondered why his work had fallen off. So she called him over and said, "What's the matter with you, Jimmy? So your work's falling off?" He said, "Well, I'm going to tell you, teacher, I'm in love." She said, "In love? In love with who?" He said, "I'm in love with you." She said, "Oh, Jimmy, that's ridiculous." She said, "It's really silly." She said, "I know it's silly, but it's true. I would like to have children. I'd like to have a child, as a matter of fact." She said, "But you have to be so careful." He said, "Well, I'll be careful." "Well, you got to watch kids that are young like they're not dumb like you were when you were a kid." "No, kids have television. Today, when I was a kid, I had to look at the radio. Batman." "No, if you ever go down on Los Angeles Street, you'll see a cat down there shining shoes between two small buildings, and he was whipping them shoes. And this cat jumped off the stand, threw this cat a half and split. And then while he was putting his polish and stuff back, a lady got up on the shoe shine stand, and when he raised up with his polish..." He said, "Miss, I can eat that full ice cream." And she was shocked. She jumped out on the stand, ran around the corner where her husband had a little place of business, and told her husband about this fresh shoe shine. "Boy," she said, "honey, I was up on the stand. I'm going to tell you the truth. I forgot to put my pants on this morning. I was sitting up there and started looking at my dress so I could eat you full of ice cream." She said, "Why don't you go around there and whip him?" Husband said, "Listen, there's three reasons why I'm not going around there. First place, you have no business downtown, no pants on. The second place, the guy could whip me. And in the third place, ain't nobody can eat that much ice cream." Virgin, and she was really frustrated. I guess that would be the right word. You know, she was suffering from acute nervousness due to repressed desires. And she went to the doctor to see what he could do, and the doctor looked at her, and he lost his cool. She was so fine. He said, "Take off all your clothes." And he couldn't disguise that lust in his voice. He said, take off everything. "So now lay down on this couch." He said, "Now close your eyes and very slowly, very, very slowly spell bedroom." She said, B-E-D-R-O-O. The traveling salesman spent the night on the Indian reservation, and while he was there, he managed to shack up for the night with the chief's daughter. And everything was wonderful, except all the while they were in the teepee together, she hollered, "Wahoo! Wahoo! Wahoo!" And the next morning, this cat was leaving the reservation. The salesman asked an old Indian who was standing there at the gate, he said, "Man, what does wahoo mean?" He said, "Wahoo means wrong hole." See, sometimes you have to drink to get the kind of feeling that you want. And girls, let me tell you this. Girls, zombies are deceiving. Take two at the very most. Take three and you're under the table. Take four and you're under the host. What do you say, brother-in-law? Just show you I'm a professional. Look at me. Look, half the crowd left. Does that bother me? Hell, I've worked to this many. I've worked just as hard for this many as I've worked for 10,000. I've been known to entertain one. See, at my age, you can't do too many push-ups. But I can still chin. And that's important. My wife and I have a great relationship, you know? Our son, we gave him a chemistry set for Christmas. And our son took that chemistry set I said, Gene, what has that boy got there? And we got a big jar of stuff he had made up. Mm-hmm. You could put it on a prune and smooth that prune out with just take all the wrinkles out of it. I said, well, hell, I'll take some of that and use it there and put some on my old lady's face. So I said, let me have some of that, boy. And I told my old lady about it, and she put it on her face, but it didn't work. But I'm telling you, we got the smoothest prunes where we live. If you want your prunes smoothed out, you know, sometimes you'd like to get your prunes smoothed out.
He's so young, he blushes and everything.
Y'all will grow up. Why don't y'all get drunk tonight and go somewhere and blame it on whiskey? On me? Don't blame it on me. I educated young America. No kidding. 10 years ago, when the first album came out, kids, it's important to let your kids sneak and play these records because things that they won't ask you, they hear on the record.
Thank you, folks, if you applauded. If you didn't, could I have your attention? Because it's very difficult for everybody to talk together. We're going to sing later on. But right now, give it to me. Because you're going to enjoy me. I swear to God and three other white men, my stories are different. I don't fool around on the edge. We get right down to the facts. Tonight, we're going to talk about quite a few things. A lot of you here, you don't know you're in for a little educational portion of my show. A lot of people don't know where they got the name of Yuma. I just said that to see what type of crowd I had. And if all you people know the Yuma story, I can go ahead for myself. See, this colored fella was going through Yuma, and the sheriff told him to get out of town. And he thought it was belligerent. And the sheriff didn't take nothing off of him. He just, boom, right in the gut. He was laying there, and the sheriff reached over to get some identification from him. He looked up at the sheriff and said, Yuma. Notice when I work, I tell white stories and color stories, because I know when the whites go home, I know you tell color stories. I know that. I've heard them.
The shadow do.
See? Yeah, right. I heard it. What difference does that make? I find great balance because when we go home, we tell white stories. We know Benjamin Franklin was a queer. Why else would he be out at night with silk knickers on flying a kite? In pigtails waiting on a charge. Strike me lightning. Go ahead. Can't fool people no more. I'm not superstitious either and don't like chicken. Superstitious. I think a black cat had to be some color. And a rabbit's foot don't mean nothing without the rest of them on there with some wild rice and cucumber salad. How could a rabbit's foot be lucky when the rabbit lost it? You've been out in the woods. You ever see a smiling three-legged rabbit out there? The woods is just to go to see who your friend is. That's where to find out who your best friend is. Go out there with who you consider your best buddy and get lost in the woods and late at night let your pants fall down. And wait till a rattlesnake bites you right back here. Now somebody got to suck that poison out. Did you bring your best friend with you? Here is a moment of truth. How do you say to your best friend, look, Charlie, would you mind? Go fishing, friends. Remember that old fish tale. What is a sardine? A sardine is a little fish that smells like a finger. I'll drink to that. What is a tiger? A tiger's a big pussy that eats people. That's a good one. Kids love that. No, it's a paratrooper. Paratrooper, really. I remember the first day, the sergeant just giving instruction how to use a chute. He said, look, you guys, you jump out the plane, you count to 10, pull the ripcord, the chute will open and float you down with the equipment. But one little paratrooper didn't hear the sergeant too well. Besides, he stuttered a little bit when he talked, and he walked over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant! Sergeant, how high? Ted, how high? Ted, you say we were supposed to. Hi. Ted, you say we was supposed to count to?
Sergeant looked at him and said, you better count to one.
Oh, it was a great war. Folks have never thought about World War III too much. But it will be different. After nuclear war, everybody will be brown. No, heat will brown your meat. That's one thing. Good evening. Welcome. My folks. Sit right down and enjoy yourself. Anybody mess with you, let me know. We'll get a crowd and march around their goddamn drinks. I noticed quite a few folks wearing glasses. A lot of fellas here with glasses on. You fellas wearing glasses, you ever take time out to think how far ahead nature was thinking as to put ears in the right place in case you had to wear glasses? No, that was good thinking a long time ago before glass was even thought of. See, our ears didn't have to be here. I don't need glasses. I could have used this extra meat somewhere else. No, I'd have been taller. See, a lot of time it's the crowd that thinks that way. See, you can cut this meat off and still hear because the whole is more important than the meat. Wouldn't you say that's right, sir? Damn right, you gotta tell the truth about it. See, our ears could have been back here. There's room for them, but it's hard to hook your glasses on back here. What if our ears had been back here? Wouldn't that be something? You'd have to pull your pants down to hear what I'm saying. Well, and if you live to be 100 years old, if you bend your ear down, it'll jump right back up. See there? See, that gristle causes that ear to jump back up. The only flaw in the human body is gristles in the wrong spot. I don't know how you fellas feel, but I'd rather have my ears limp. Am I too adult for you, or are you a bunch of old-looking teenagers?